number of changes from the last game, Sunil, but we kind of expected that because one or two players were rested in the last match. But I think the focus is really on Luka Modric. Is he fit enough? Is he fit?
I'm sure he's much better than what he was when he was rested for the Spain game. I think Ante Kasic was really, really smart and brave, putting both Mandzukic and Modric out and not risking them. And what happened was Kalinic, who came in place of Mandzukic, he scored a goal. So now he has a striker who is in confidence and who did well. So I think that was a very smart move. If they both have played the game against Spain, which they already had qualified almost, mm-hmm. and got injured more, then things would have been worse.
Okay, let's have a look at the Portuguese lineup. Well, some of them are actually a surprise, aren't they? Because it was a relatively strong lineup that he put out on match day three, because they had to. Mm-hmm. They needed a result. And he's made one or two changes, has Fernando Santos.
Well, bringing Fonte back in arguably isn't a surprise given given his prowess, but, you know, three draws. They need to. They obviously need a win. I mean, draw penalties, of course, you could go through on that, but they need to improve their form with three draws in the group stages, and what's been working, what lineups they put up before haven't been working well enough.
Yeah, goal of the tournament contenders. We've seen some pretty impressive ones, including, if you've just joined us tonight, a fabulous effort by Shaqiri in the earlier game, Switzerland against Poland. However, not enough to help his side through into the quarterfinals. Switzerland are on their way home. Which one of those would you pick out? Which one is your favourite? Shaqiri.
Shaqiri?
No doubt. Okay. Shaqiri is the answer. Right, Lens is the venue for tonight's game. Portugal up against Croatia, of course, the big match of the night. Cristiano Ronaldo. He finally arrived at the tournament on match day three. They need him now, don't they?
They do, yeah. I mean, you've said that he looked a bit tense until he'd scored his goals, and it seemed to be like a relief for him. And I mean, obviously it's the big stage. He is world's greatest player, and therefore he should be delivering on the big stage. And in fairness, he did in that 3-3 draw. However, tonight he needs to do it one more time, at least one more time in the tournament.
Is there too much on him, David? Is it? He's captain. He has the hopes of his nation riding on him. He hasn't won anything with his country. Is there too much responsibility, too much burden on him?
Well, what you forgot to mention there is the fact that he wants to be the best, and by doing that, you have to win something.
If Ronaldo's always taking the free kicks, he's not in that position, and he's one of the best, if not the best, header of the ball.
Yeah, that's the question now. When I see him from 35 yards, from difficult angles, then I feel, you know what? Leave it for someone else. Go to the box, because you are one of the,
you can
if
cause
not
more
the
damage
best
in
header
the
in the world. For me, Ronaldo is one of the best headers in the world present, without a shadow of a doubt. So from 35, 40 yards, when he tries, and we are all talking, no, Ronaldo, come on, it's too far. Those are the ones he has to leave it. Probably he was doing it because he was hungry and he hadn't scored a goal, and now probably he will not. Because 35, 40 yards, I still...
But the other thing as well is, if he hit the target, then you would give him that excuse. I mean, Gareth Bale hits the target so often that it's worth having him on the free kick.
Yeah.
Because if the goalkeeper doesn't save it, it goes in.
Yeah.
If he does save it, there's a chance for a rebound.
True.
Frank Lampard was the same. Hit the target so often that you didn't mind him taking free kicks, whereas David Beckham... When he scored, they're fantastic, but so often he missed a target. That's the point.
I'm just looking at the team in front of me, and we saw earlier on, of course, no Ricardo Quaresma in the starting lineup. Quite a few people asking the question, should he have been in the starting lineup?
I think he influences the game more when he comes as a change. I don't know why it is.
He has more of an impact as a sub.
I'm not talking about his fitness, that he's not fit enough, but just something when he comes, he influences game more when he comes as a change. And Joe Mario has done really well.
Okay.
He's done really well in the last couple of games.